Exporting. Exporting is the most common means of becoming involved in foreign trade, by selling domestically made products to other countries. It can be done either actively, where the company has made a strategic decision to sell abroad, or passively, where a company responds to an unsolicited order or casually and infrequently sells goods to foreign markets. As indicated in Exhibit 7-8, this may involve a number of different parties who work for the firm selling the goods. Exhibit 7-8, Methods of Global Entry. An agent is an individual or small firm located in the target market area or country that sells the manufacturer's products according to the company's terms of sale. Agents do not buy the product they are selling, but instead arrange sales directly between the principal and customers. The agent earns a commission on the sale after the customer has paid for the order. Note that according to David in International Logistics, if the agent is allowed to negotiate the details of price, terms of trade, and other contract details, then some countries will treat an agent as a binding agent. In this case, the exporter might be considered to have a permanent establishment in the country of import, which has major tax implications. To avoid this risk, the organization needs to do all such negotiations itself once the agent finds a prospect. A distributor buys the manufacturer's products to resell at a profit. The distributor usually sets its own prices and negotiates terms with customers. It typically carries an assortment of inventory and spare parts and provides after-sales service. Distributors often sell products that directly compete with the organization's products. Inventory that does not sell is the distributor's responsibility. If an exporting firm wants more control, it may decide to establish a marketing subsidiary, which is a foreign office staffed by exporting firm employees who sell the services and goods in the foreign marketplace. A marketing subsidiary is legally incorporated in the given country, permanent establishment, and becomes the importer of record, IOR. The marketing subsidiary registers in that country as the organization's authorized marketing entity. The pharmaceutical industry often uses marketing subsidiaries, which, since they are the IOR, assume the full liability for the drug/medicine use. All sales made by this entity to customers are considered domestic sales and will therefore be simpler to manage. All profits earned by the subsidiary are taxable by the importing country's government. Transfer pricing is used to move goods between the subsidiary and organization. This method is often used when significant growth is anticipated, major player in market. Of course, the exporting firm also has the option to sell its products or services using internet e-commerce. This is a very cost-effective way to gain global customers who can shop 24/7, no matter which time zone they live in.